Well, it's December the 10th to you as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Door College Defenders and the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. The Door College Defenders come into tonight's women's contest. 0-5 of the conference, 6-6 overall. Dakota Wesleyan 2-2 in the conference, 7-4 overall. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, seated at my customary spot on the scores table near the Door College bench area. Had the opportunity to visit with Coach Craig Steensma earlier today about the matchup between these two teams, and here's what the coach had to say. Let's talk to Coach Craig Steensma as the Door College Defenders gets it to take on Dakota Wesleyan. Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Coach, your team coming off a loss to Concordia. Battled hard, too many turnovers. So we talked about all of that after the game, but it was time to bounce back, or it's time to bounce back Monday and Tuesday at practice preparing for Dakota Wesleyan.
Right, and you know, I thought we played extremely well with the exception of too many turnovers. And you know, that's something that Concordia, to their credit, has been able to do to a lot of teams. They've turned teams over in the 30s. They're averaging, forcing about 30. So, it does gives you 1 minute per game where you don't get a shot. And we can't afford to do that. So we turned the page. We talked a lot about Dakota Wesleyan and what we need to do to be this successful tonight. Dakota Wesleyan is a bigger, more physical team, more of a half-court team. So completely contradicting styles, but yet Dakota Wesleyan is off to a fantastic start. Very, very formidable opponent, and it will be a challenge for us this evening.
They are physical, as you said. They've got some players who can do it in the post. It doesn't appear one outstanding player, but several who you've got a key on, but it does appear that Celeste Beck probably makes this team go.
Right, you're exactly right, Mike. That's very astute, that Celeste Beck is the key to them. Although they are very balanced, she seems to get loose for open shots, and she shoots the three really well. And so we have Emily Newman, you know, and Emily knows exactly how to play her. I believe she'll do a good job. But they are balanced enough that they get the ball inside a lot. They run a lot of set plays. They have three post players that all score significantly for them. So they're a handful, and you know, a lot of preparation to get ready for a lot of the different sets that Dakota Wesleyan runs.
Will they go deliberate? Will they, in the half court, will they go to set plays, or do they do motion things?
They will be mostly deliberate if they don't have a transition layup or a transition three. But they push the ball hard and look for those two things first, and then they go right into some different set plays, which usually involve dribble handoffs and back screens for their post players to get the ball on the block. And you know, when they do that, they're a lot of trouble because they play really well in the post.
Offensively for you, what's the key? Where can you score points tonight?
We need to exploit matchups. We need to attack the basket, and we need to beat them to the offensive glass.
That's Coach Craig Steensma talking about tonight's matchup between the Door College Defenders and the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Let's take a closer look then at Dakota Wesleyan, first of all. They're 7-4 overall, 2-2 in the conference. They started this year 5-0. Tigers wins in GPAC player over Nebraska Wesleyan and Midland. Their losses are to DeBrier Cliff and Morningside. Tigers are averaging 70.1 points per game and allow 62.9 points per outing. Tigers also hold the 36.9 to 29.8 rebounding advantage, and they convert 43.9% of their shots while allowing 38.4% success. Of their 622 field goal attempts, Dakota Wesleyan has attempted 238 three-point shots. They've committed 213 turnovers through 11 games. They've forced 175. Celeste Beck is the leading scorer. We talked about her during the pregame show. She averages 15.3 points per game, and she gets 4.6 rebounds per outing. Erica Harold scores 11.5 points per outing and has a 4.3 rebounds per game average, and she makes 51.6% of her field goals. Gabby Fribko and Kristen Sabers average 9.0 points per game. Katie Johnson scores 7.5 points per game and takes down a team-high 5.3 rebounds per contest. Beck is the leading three-point shooter in terms of attempts and makes, and has converted 33 of 78 shots. Frickbo has made 20 of 47 long shots. Both Beck and Frickbo lead the team with 45 and 37 assists, respectively. For the Dort College women, they're 6-6 overall, 0-5 of the conference. They've gone 1-4 since November 22. A rash of injuries has forced Dort to compete with lineups it didn't intend to use. The youthful group features no seniors and three juniors. The Defenders are scoring 73.2 points per game and allow 69.9 points per outing. Dort holds a 47.3 to 41.8 rebounding advantage, but have been bothered by turnovers with 271 surrendered and 220 forced. Abby Chapman is the leading scorer with a 14.7 points per game average. She is making 37.5% of her three-point attempts, 35 of 42. And that should be 35 of 82, I believe. Kim Cruz is good for 9.5 points per game with 10.3 rebounds. She's made 41.2% of her field goal attempts. Micah Hulst and Paige Angbers score 9.4 and 9.2 points per game, respectively. Angbers has made 30 of 73 three-point attempts. Robin Blunt scores 7.5 points per game and allows 69.9 points per outing. Dort holds a 47.3 to 41.8 rebounding advantage, but have been bothered by turnovers with 271 surrendered and 220 forced. Most recent outing for the Wesleyan women came when they came from 39-24 down to beat Midland in overtime, 32-67. Dakota Wesleyan was 22 of 44 shooting for 50% success while converting 24 of 29 free throws. Wesleyan was able to overcome 31 turnovers to get the win, was paced by Beck's 19 points and 7 rebounds. Johnson had 16 points while converting 8 of 11 field goals, and she had 6 rebounds. The Defender women lost to Concordia 80-58 on Saturday after trailing 39-34 at halftime. Dort was led by Chapman 17 points. Kim Cruz averaged 15 points with 11 rebounds. Michael Hulst had 8 points, 16 rebounds, and 9 blocked shots. She nearly recorded a triple-double. Let's take a look then at the starting lineups for tonight's contest. Let's begin with the visitors from Dakota Wesleyan. They will start number 4, Gabby Fripko, a 5'7 sophomore from Sweden, averaging 9 points per game. Number 10 is Michaela Erickson, a 5'9 senior from Milan, Minnesota, averaging 4.5 points per contest. Number 14 is Erica Harold, a 6-foot sophomore from Parkston, South Dakota, averaging 11.5 points per game. Beg your pardon, she is not in the starting lineup. Celeste Beck is a 5'7 senior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 15.3 points per game. Number 42 is Katie Johnson, a 5'10 senior from Meade, Nebraska, averaging 7.5 points per game. Ashley Bray will start draw the starting nod tonight. She's a 6'1 freshman from Anoka, Minnesota. She is averaging 5.9 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 4, Kim Cruz, a 5'7 sophomore from Hull, Iowa, averaging 9.5 points per game. Number 21 is Emily Newman, a 5'11 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota, averaging 6 points per outing. Abby Chapman is a 5'9 junior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging a team-high 14.7 points per game. Number 32 is Michael Hulst. She's a 6'3 junior from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging 9.4 points per game. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Dort College Defenders will be Cassidy Bredevoet, a 6-foot freshman from Caledonia, Michigan, averaging 7.5 points per game. So Dort College going with a slightly different starting lineup than we have seen through the early portion of this basketball season. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the opening tip of tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. Just about set for basketball. Glad to have you along with me on this Wednesday evening. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. Those of you joining us via the webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. And also on KDCR 88.5 FM. Looks like the live stats are up and running as well. And we are just about set for basketball. Opening tap controlled by the Defenders and Micah Hulst. Taken by Kim Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Cruz with a basketball. Dakota Wesleyan, man-for-man defense to start. Pass comes right side over to Chapman. Chapman with a basketball over to Cruz. Cruz to Bredevoet. Bredevoet out front. Chapman. Chapman lob pass down low for Hulst. Hulst down on the baseline. Michael Hulst with a basketball. Kicks it back out to Chapman. Chapman with the ball back over to Newman. Newman with the ball. 8 to shoot. Comes back over to Bredevoet. Bredevoet puts it on the floor. Drives hard to the basket. Right-handed shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Dort College down on the block. Bredevoet. Bredevoet muscles it up off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Coming away with the basketball is Katie Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Johnson dumps it down low. Dakota Wesleyan. Three-pointer, top of the key, is off the mark, no good. And we've got a push in the middle of the back called against the freshman from Anoka, Minnesota. Ashley Bray. Bray whistled for her first personal foul. Team foul number one on Dakota Wesleyan. That foul came on the rebound. Foul came on the rebound as Bray put her hand in the middle of the back of Micah Hulst and gave her a shove on the rebound. Pass goes high post, Bredevoet. Bredevoet, spin move into the lane, lost it as they brought the double team. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Michaela Erickson for Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball into the front court. Pass goes down low with the ball, Bray. Bray dumps it in for a two-point basket. Bray with her first 2 points of the day, and Dakota Wesleyan is on the board first, 2-0. 2-0 our score. Driving right hand is Cruz. Cruz off the glass, too strong, no good. And a foul called over the top. That's going to be Micah Hulst, whistled for the push. And both teams have been called for an early foul on an offensive rebound attempt. With the basketball out front is Gabby Frickbo. Frickbo with the ball. Frickbo goes right side to Erickson. Erickson dumps it down low. Nothing there. And she's going to be whistled for steps. Travel violation called on Dakota Wesleyan. It's Dort College basketball. Bringing the ball up is Newman. Newman with the basketball on the right wing. Newman comes back right side. Drive left hand. Nothing there for Chapman. Chapman over to Cruz. Cruz to Bredevoet. Bredevoet with the basketball back over to Newman. Newman dump it down low for Hulst. Hulst kick out pass, and Hulst is whistled for a travel violation. Early turnovers by the defenders. And Dakota Wesleyan looking to take advantage. A couple of turnovers by the defenders already. Dakota Wesleyan leads 2-0, nearly 2 minutes into this contest. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Gabby Frickbo. Frickbo with it on the left side. Frickbo gives it off to Beck. Beck with the basketball. Back to Katie Johnson. Johnson out front with it. She lobs it down low. Kirsten Sabers. Sabers shot on the block, no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz up the floor. Cruz all the way to the block. Cut off there. Now kicks it back outside Newman. Newman gives in the left corner. Comes back right side. Back over to Newman. Newman left side over to Cruz. Cruz underneath Bredevoet. Bredevoet with the left hand. Good. Cassidy Bredevoet with a two-point bucket, and we're tied 2-2. Coach Craig Steensma said she could be the key tonight for offensive success for the defenders. He's not sure that Dakota Wesleyan has someone who can guard her consistently. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz up the floor. She's got her on the right side. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman lets fly with a three. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Beck. Beck with the basketball. Celeste back into the front court. Beck with it on the right wing. Beck passes back out front to Katie Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Johnson gives it up to Sabers. Sabers floats it up. Her shot, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball, saving it in. Bredevoet wins the race to the loose basketball. Bredevoet gets it to Kim Cruz. Cruz ahead to Newman. Newman underneath to Hulst. Hulst saves it in as she lost her balance, and the turnover gives the basketball back to Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan racing back the other way. Back. Back throws it down low, and she throws it away. 16:39 left to play in the first half. 2-2 our score. 2-2 our score. Inbounding the basketball will be Micah Hulst. I beg your pardon, Abby Chapman with the length of the floor in front of her. Micah Hulst checked out of the basketball game. Checking in was Shady Yeager. Pass goes left side. Dort College basketball. Newman. Newman passes right side. They get it over to Bredevoet. Bredevoet puts it on the floor. Her leaner. Too strong with the right hand. No good. Ball's kept out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will maintain possession of the basketball. 2-2 our score. 16-18 remaining in the first half. Throwing the ball in will be Chapman. Ball never struck the rim, so no shot clock reset. 9 seconds left to go on the shot clock. Throwing the ball in will be Chapman. Chapman feeds it to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Back over to Chapman. Chapman, Cruz. Cruz, top of the key. Three off the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by Michaela Erickson. Erickson with the basketball. Erickson up the floor with the right hand. Stops her dribble on the right wing. Kicks it back, top of the key. Three-pointer on the way. Up and through for Harold. Harold knocks a three-pointer stiff. Dort College trails 5-2. 5-2 our score. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz hands it off to Bredevoet, and Bredevoet is on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball after the turnover by the defenders. Turnover by Dort College. Dakota Wesleyan gets the basketball back. And Dakota Wesleyan walks it into the front court with Celeste back. Back with the basketball. Back goes right side over to Harold. Harold dumps it down low. Spin move in the lane is up and through. Kristen Sabers with the two-point basket. Dort College finds themselves in an early 7-2 deficit. 7-2 our score. Right side, Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz gives it up. Out front to Dieger. Dieger to Bredevoet. Bredevoet with it to Cruz. Cruz on the right wing. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Kim Cruz looks down low for Newman. Ball's deflected and tipped and taken away by Josie Huber. Huber with the basketball. Left side back. Back with it. Back to Huber. Huber will spot up. Tosses up a three. No good. Off the heel. Rebound long. Taken down by Newman. And the Dort College defenders want a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Dort College defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College uses the first timeout of the basketball game with 14:57 left to play. The defenders trailing 7-2. That's left to play in the first half of action. In running the basketball will be Newman. Newman to toss it in near midcourt. And Newman gets it in to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball on the right side. Cruz still has her dribble alive. Passes over to Tegan Manis. Manis lets fly. Three-pointer, top of the key, skips off of the rim, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Wesleyan passes it off to Michaela Erickson. Erickson into the corner. They feed it down low. Shot on the way from the block is good for Harold. Harold with 5 points, and Dakota Wesleyan has a 9-2 lead. 9-2 our score. Dort College turns it over on the other end, and Dakota Wesleyan will get the basketball back. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hullierton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC. 9-2 our score. Dort College trailing by 7. They dump it on the left elbow to Katie Johnson. Feed it down low. Shot by Ashley Bray is no good, but she'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul called on Micah Hulst, and that's number 2 on Hulst. So Micah Hulst in early foul trouble, and that's one of those players you cannot afford to lose because of fouls. Ashley Bray makes the first free throw attempt, and Dakota Wesleyan has opened up a 10-2 lead. 14:18 remaining in this first half. Another free throw on the way, and Dakota Wesleyan is out to an 11-2 advantage. 4 points for Ashley Bray, and the Dort College defenders trail it by 9. Well, since that two-point basket by Cassidy Bredevoet that tied it at 2 with 17:31 left to go, the defenders have been held scoreless for the last 3.5 minutes. With it, out front, Cruz to Blunt. Blunt, kick out, Bredevoet. Bredevoet, 12-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound is tapped out of bounds by Robin Blunt. Dort College will have the basketball. Dort College to throw it in. This is Kim Cruz to trigger it. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Cruz gets it into Blunt. Blunt back over to Cruz. Cruz spins, puts it up with the right hand, and she is fouled on the play. She got pushed from behind. I believe Kim Cruz will be shooting 2 free throws. And 2 free throws on the way, in fact, for Kim Cruz, the sophomore from Hull, Iowa. And Dort College with an opportunity to get things rolling here in the second half. Trailing 11-2, and they need some buckets. First free throw by Cruz is good. She's got another one coming. Can cut it to a 7-point difference with just under 14 minutes left to go in the half. Second free throw on the way is up. This one's in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College trails 11-3. 1-for-2 on that trip was Kim Cruz. Here come the Tigers. Tigers go right side. Feed it into the middle of the lane for Katie Johnson. And Katie Johnson with her first 2 points tonight. Dakota Wesleyan leads it 13-3. A double-digit lead for Wesleyan. Pass out front to Kim Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. Feeds it down low for Robin Blunt. Ball's tipped and taken away by Celeste Back. Back with a steal. Comes back Right side, back, out front, Johnson. Katie Johnson, kick out pass, three on the way, missed it, no good. Weak side rebound, though, taken down by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan grabs it on the baseline, ball's loose, tipped out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. 13-3 our score, North College, trailing by 10. Checking into the ballgame is Chapman. So you've got Chapman, Angbers, Vredevoad Manis, and Blunt on the floor for the defenders. Dakota Wesleyan gets it in to Katie Johnson. Johnson, right side, 12-footer from the wing, no good. Rebound taken down by Dakota Wesleyan, but stripping the ball was Paige Angbers. So the rebound went to Madison Keel, but she was stripped on the way up, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College gets the basketball. Manis throws it to no one in particular. And the ball's turned over in the backcourt as it ends up just in front of me at the scorer's table. Out of bounds. Turnover, Dort College, Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. Right side with it is Madison Keel. Keel throws it away. A turnover marred first half of basketball. Dort College needs to find a way to get the ship righted. Trailing 13-3 here with 12:58 left to go in the first half. Dort College playing without their three players who they anticipated using at the point guard spot this season. Manis in the backcourt in danger of a 10-second call. They get it over the top to Newman. Newman down to the baseline. Nothing there. Back over to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Right corner. Puts it on the floor. Down to the baseline. Spin move in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball. Wesleyan up the floor. Pass comes out front. This is Katie Johnson. Johnson around the horn they go. Comes back over to back into Madison Keel. Keel's shot no good, but a push called on the offensive rebound against Erica Harold. It's foul number one on Harold. Team foul number three on Dakota Wesleyan. Take a look at the Dort College lineup without getting into all of the details. You've lost Alyssa Palama and Jasmine Skelhaas to season-ending injuries. Your third point guard, Ashley Williams, was pressed into duty. Suffered a concussion last Friday. She'll be out of play probably till after Christmas. Chapman misses the three-point shot. And Dort College will play defense, trailing 13-3. So you start having point guard by committee for the defenders. And some young players have either had to play out of position or learn on the job. Josie Huber with the basketball out front, guarded there by Chapman. Ball goes into the corner. Nothing there for Beck. Beck cut off. They pass it down low. Shot no good. Vredevoad unable to corral it. It's taken by Angbers. Angbers grabbed it off the deflection. Here comes Dort College and Newman. Newman at the free throw line. She passes to Vredevoad. Vredevoad puts it on the floor. They bring the double team and they strip her. It's a couple times now where Dakota Wesleyan has brought the double team as soon as Vredevoad put the ball on the deck. And they get a turnover. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. Actually just simply passed out of bounds by Beck. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball with the length of the floor in front of them. Throwing the ball in for the defenders will be Angbers. Angbers gets the ball inbounded to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it at midcourt. Cruz across the timeline. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz with it on the right side. She'll put up a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan, and the Tigers come back the other way. Tigers off and running. Back over the top. Shot is up and good for Ashley Bray from the right side. She got the pass over the top. She's got 6 points, and the defenders trail 15-3, pending the free throw for Ashley Bray. Bray is a 6'1 freshman, averaging 5.9 points per game. She drew the starting nod tonight. 15-3 our score. Dakota Wesleyan in front by a dozen. And Maker to Baker's dozen. Ashley Bray with 7 first half points. And the Tigers lead at 16-3. 16-3 our score. Cruz with the basketball at the top of the key. She's dribbling with the right hand all the way to the right wing. Reverses Chapman. Chapman thought about the long three, decided against it, gets it back over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Dort College coaching staff wanted Chapman to take that shot. That's probably as good a shot as you're going to get. She puts it on the deck and a travel violation called on Abby Chapman. Chapman whistled for the travel. Dakota Wesleyan coming back the other way with the basketball. Dort College trailing 16-3. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. They pass it left side. Three on the way. Good. Josie Huber with a three-point bucket. Dort College trails 19-3. 10:25 left to go in this first half. Kim Cruz for the basketball. Cruz with it on the wing. Cruz gets it back over to Chapman. Abby Chapman with the ball. Abby Chapman gives it up to Angbers. Angbers back to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Spin move into the lane. Puts it up, and she's going to be called for steps. Turnover gives the basketball back to Dakota Wesleyan. 19-3 the score. Dakota Wesleyan flexing their muscle early in this one. So Wesleyan team, 2-2 in the conference, 7-4 overall. I think they're pretty good. They played and beat, I believe it was Southwest Minnesota State. That was earlier this season. And you step up into that Division II ranks. I don't care who you're playing. You're probably doing something right if you come away with a win. Pass shot no good. Chapman comes away with it. Passes it back over to Newman. Newman on the block. Nothing there. Back out front, Cruz. Cruz driving in. Dort College needs a bucket, and Cruz turns it over. Tried to feed it off to Micah Hulse down on the left block after the spin move, but the bounce pass was taken away. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. Wesleyan with it on the right side. This is Josie Huber. Huber with the basketball, Celeste Beck. Celeste Beck goes high post to Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson rolls it in. Two-point basket for Katie Johnson, and Dakota Wesleyan leads it 21-3. Dort College has not scored a field goal in over 8 minutes. With it on the right side is Chapman. Chapman puts up the left-handed layup. It rims out, no good. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan with a basketball. Gabby Frickbo with a basketball. Frickbo passes right side over to Huber. Three-pointer on the way is up and good, and the basket looking huge for Dakota Wesleyan right now. Huber with 6 points. And the Dort College defenders, that hoop looking awfully small right now. 24-3 our score, Dakota Wesleyan in front. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College basketball, Abby Chapman to throw it in front of the Dort College stands on in the far corner, kitty corner from me. Micah Hulse takes it up in the lane, and she is fouled on the play. Micah Hulse will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Dort College went to a high-low. They trail 24-3. So two free throws on the way for Micah Hulse. Hulse, the 6'3 junior from Byron Center, Michigan, shooting for a pair of free throws. First one is up and good. That ends a drought. 13 straight points by Dakota Wesleyan. Another free throw on the way. Trying to make it 24-5, and she makes one of two. It's 24-4. Dort College 2-for-4 from the free throw line. Dort College has converted one field goal. That came at the 17:31 mark. They've gone over 9 minutes without a field goal. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Tigers have it. Back driving in with the left hand. Kick out pass into the corner. Yep. Three-point basket by Dakota Wesleyan, and everything going in for Dakota Wesleyan right now. Kristen Sabers with the three. Dort College trails 27-4. Right side pass goes over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball on the wing. Comes back over to Angbers. Angbers, nothing there. Ball's tipped and taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan up and running with it. Pass comes over to Keel. Keel into the corner. Back, three. Missed it, no good. Rebound, though, taken away by Kristen Sabers on the weak side as she sealed her player off. She had it down on the block, took away the weak side rebound. Foul's called against Paige Angbers, and that's foul number one on Paige. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Cassidy Vredevo to the the scores table to check in. Shooting free throws is Ashley Bray. Bray makes the first free throw. She's got another coming. Second free throw is up and good. 29-4, Dakota Wesleyan leading by 25. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz with it on the left wing. Picks up her dribble. Looking for some of the pass due in danger of a 5 seconds call, and she has called for a 5 seconds call. Offense a little little out of sorts on that series. And the North College defenders trail 29-4. Wesleyan basketball, Sabres. Sabres goes left side over to Bray. Bray with it down to the block. This is Kristen Sabres. Down, her shot from the baseline is good. 7 points for Sabres. North College trails 31-4. 7-10 and counting. First half. With the basketball is Kim Cruz. Cruz over to Newman. Newman with it on the wing. Newman with the basketball over to Manis. Manis at the top of the key. Tegan Manis driving in. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Back passes right side. With the ball is Erickson. Erickson back out front. Three-pointer on the way. Sabres missed it. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz with it up the right side. Cruz spin move in the lane. Has it stripped away. Ball's down on the floor. And jump ball, no. They say Dort College player was on the baseline out of bounds, so it will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Dakota Wesleyan gets it back. Cruz checks out of the ball game. Robin Blunt checks in. Dakota Wesleyan to throw the ball in, and they get it inbounded. Katie Johnson tosses it into Frickbow. Frickbow with the ball. Frickbow goes to Chesney Nagel. Nagel with a basketball. Pass deflected. Abby Chapman got her hands on it and tipped it away from Gabby Frickbow. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It's Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. With it is Tegan Manis. Manis goes right side over to Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Chapman to Bredevode. Bredevode back over to Chapman. Chapman three. Missed it. No good. Rebound Blunt. Robin Blunt. Gets it out to Manis. Manis with a basketball. Double team. Finds Newman. Newman three ball. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Frickbow came away with it. Now Robin Blunt down on the floor with it. And a jump ball. Alternating possession. It's Wesleyan basketball. 31-4 our score. I can't recall a situation like this in recent memory, at least, where just can't get anything going offensively. Shot no good, but a foul called on the play. Spinning from the block, going from her right to left over her shoulder was Katie Johnson, and Johnson was fouled on the play. She'll shoot a pair. Free throws on the way for Johnson. Johnson, a 62% free throw shooter. First one, no good. Another one on the way. Lids on pretty tight right now. The Dort College defenders also bothered by turnovers. Dort College 1 for 16 thus far in the first half of play. Johnson makes the free one of two free throws, and the defender lead is 32-4. Dort College has exhausted three of their six timeouts already. Tegan Manis with the basketball, guarded by Frickbow, gets a ball screen. Manis puts up the 12-footer, good. Tegan Manis knocks down the jumper on the pull-up. North College trails 32-6. It comes with 5:35 left to go in the half. North College went without a field goal for nearly 12 minutes. Spinning into the lane was Katie Johnson, and Johnson was fouled on the play. Team foul number six. Dakota Wesleyan inbound the basketball. They get it inbounded. Driving with the right hand. Shot no good by Chesney Nagel. And the Dort College defenders. She had it blocked. Dort College with the basketball. Nagel. Tegan Manis with the basketball. Tegan picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Bredevode. Bredevode to Blunt. Robin Blunt with the basketball. Back over to Manis. Manis hands it back over to Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball on the right hand. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound tipped and taken down. We've got a tie-up. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Been a long first half for the defenders. No two ways about it. Trail 32-6. Inbounding the basketball will be Chapman. Chapman looking. Radovode sets a screen from elbow to elbow. Kick out pass to Manis over the top. Here's Chapman. Chapman puts it on the floor hard once, twice. Into the lane, nothing there. Manis. Manis on the right side. She pulls it out, puts up a three, banks it in. Keegan Manis with 5 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 32-9. 4:44 remaining in this half. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. Post move, no good by Ashley Bray. Bray then commits a foul going over the top. She gets called for the pushing foul. Radovode will check out of the contest. Checking in for Dort College, you've got DeJager. Now Blunt, Newman, Manis, and Chapman on the floor for Dort College. Dakota Wesleyan with full court defense. Dort College trailing 32-9. With the basketball is Newman. Newman up the floor. Newman at the free throw line. Drops it off, and the ball is taken away. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan driving back the other way. Keel. Madison Keel puts it up. Shot off the glass is good. Madison Keel with a 2-point bucket. Dort College trails 34-9. 34-9 our score. Abby Chapman with the basketball on the right side. Abby gives it back over to Manis. Manis banked in the three moments ago. Driving left side is Chapman. Chapman puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Kristen Sabers. Sabers gave her a little bit of a nudge as she took off from the left block. And Chapman will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Abby Chapman tonight held scoreless thus far. She's shooting two free throws. So free throws on the way for Chapman, no good. Another one on the way. Second free throw coming for Abby Chapman. Second free throw is up and no good. Sador College not helping their cause at the free throw line either. Now 2 for 6 from the charity stripe. It's 34-9, Dort College trailing by 25. Nearly stolen away by Chapman. She gambles on the pass. Michaela Erickson comes away with it. Chapman retreats defensively. Celeste back out front. Back on the right side. Back. Step back. Still has her dribble. Drives down to the right side. Puts it up. No good. Too strong with the left hand. Rebound taken away by Manis. Manis with the basketball. Teagan passes left side to DeJager. DeJager shot no good in traffic. And the rebound is controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball, Erickson ahead to Keel. Keel with it on the right side. The trailer, Johnson. Johnson dumps it off inside, and the layup is good for Kristen Sabers. Sabers with 9 points. Dort College trails 36-9. 3:14 left to play, first half. Abby Chapman lets fly with a three, no good. Shay DeJager pushes her way to an offensive rebound, gets it back over to Robin Blunt. Blunt puts it on the deck. And Robin Blunt is fouled on the play, and Robin will go to the free throw line for a one-and-one opportunity. That's foul number two called on Erickson. Well, Shay DeJager got away with a bit of extra contact on that offensive rebound, and for Dort College, you're just glad to see somebody stepping in and muddying it up a little bit. Tegan Manis checks out of the ballgame. Kim Cruz will check in. Robin Blunt to the free throw line. And Robin Blunt will shoot a 1-1. Blunt, the junior from St. Paul, misses the front end of the 1-1. Dort College trails 36-9. She comes away with the offensive rebound. Chapman three, good. Abby Chapman with the 3-point basket, and we've got a foul called on the rebound, and that time Shea got caught. Well, she got away with one earlier. Now she gets caught for the foul on the rebound. The 3-pointer was good for Chapman. For Chapman, that is foul number one. 36-12, Dort College trailing. So the basket was good, but the official saw the push and calls the foul on the rebound, and it will be Dakota Wesleyan shooting a 1-1 on the other end now. Free throws on the way. 1-1 for Kristen Sabers. Sabers, a 69% free throw shooter. Sabers eyes it and puts it through. Another one on the way for Sabers. 10 points for Sabers. One better than her season average already, and she's got another free throw coming. 37-12 with a free throw. And Sabers makes that one as well. 38-12. Sabres with 11 points, and the defenders trail 38-12 with the basketball as Chapman. Chapman on the right side, down to the block. Nothing there. Picks up her dribble, comes back over to Newman. Newman back over to Chapman. Chapman looking for the pass down low. Abby with the basketball. She passes right side to DeAger. DeAger ball fake. Comes down to the block. Her shot off the front iron, no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz in traffic. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Kim Cruz got the basketball at the free throw line off the offensive rebound. She was able to weave her way into the lane. North College trails 38-14. Ball's tipped, controlled by Frickbo. Frickbo loses it, picks it back up on the right side, and finds Kristen Sabres free for a two-point bucket. She's got 13, and the defenders trail 40-14. 40-14, our score. Out front is Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz back over to Chapman. Abby Chapman with the basketball. Chapman picks up her dribble, comes back to Newman. Newman puts it up, off-balance shot, tough shot, falling away from the basket. And coming back the other way is Dakota Wesleyan. Frickbo over the top. Erica Harold. And Harold is fouled on the play by Abby Chapman. Abby Chapman picks up the personal foul. Vredevoet will check back into the game. So free throws for Erica Harold. This will be a two-shot situation. First one is up and through. She's got another one coming. Another free throw coming for Erica Harold. 41-14, our score. Second free throw on the way is up, and this one's good as well. 42-14. 42-14, our score. North College has struggled from the free throw line. Dakota Wesleyan, by my count, is perfect. Beg your pardon, 10 of 11 from the free throw line. As I take a closer look at my score sheet, Vredevoet, crossover move in the lane, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan leads it 42-14. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Into the front court is Beck. Beck passes off to Frickbo. Frickbo on the left wing. Frickbo got the return pass. She drives hard with the right hand. Scoop shot. Good. Count the hoop. And Kim Cruz is called for the foul as she trailed the play. Frickbo got the finger roll to go in the middle of the lane. She'll go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. So Kim Cruz whistled for the personal foul as she trailed the play. Foul number one on Kim. Frickbo gets the friendly bounce. And Frickbo makes the free throw for the three-point play. She'll check out of the basketball game. Dort College on the floor right now. Chapman, Cruz, Newman, Blunt, and Vredevoet. 109 left to play in the half. Ball is tipped by a Dakota Wesleyan player. No, they say Kim Cruz lost control of it. And the ball goes into the backcourt. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Chesney Nagle with the ball in between the circles. She passes left side to Katie Johnson. And Johnson, the pass through the lane, out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. No, last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It's Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball. Kim Cruz takes it across half court. Cruz has it on the right side. Gets a screen. Kim Cruz looking. Passes it off to Vredevoet. Vredevoet puts it up in traffic. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan basketball, Celeste back. Long pass over the top, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It's Dort College basketball. 35-14, Dort College trailing. Wesleyan got up by as many as 28 at 32-4. The lead has grown since then to 31 where we stand right now, 45-14. 5 second difference, shot clock, game clock. Newman into the lane. Nothing there, over to Blunt. Robin Blunt picks it up under pressure, 9 to shoot. Blunt drives in, short corner, Vredevoet. Vredevoet back over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, 3 to shoot. Ball's down on the floor, and it's picked up by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball, racing the other way. Chelsea Nagle. Nagle's shot no good, and that's the end of the half. Our score, Dakota Wesleyan 45, North College 14, Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders trailing Dakota Wesleyan at halftime, 45-14. The Dort College Defenders tied it at 2-2 and then suffered a drought that saw Dakota Wesleyan get up 11-2, so a 9-point run. Dort College got a free throw to make it 11-3 at the time, and then Dort College suffered a 13-0 drought and were unable to get a field goal. And until the 5:35 mark, so nearly a 12-minute drought in terms of a field goal. And we get to halftime with Dort College playing relatively even with Dakota Wesleyan from the 5:35 point on. We stand at 45-14. Dort College led unofficially by Tegan Manis with 5 points. Wesleyan topped by Kristen Sabers with 13. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more. We'll be back with a look at the numbers from the first half of play right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. First half numbers look like this. Dakota Wesleyan 15 of 32 from the floor, 46.9%. 4 for 10 on threes, 40%. 11 of 12 on free throws for 91.7%. Dort College, 5 of 27 from the floor, 18.5%, 2 for 10 on threes, 20%, 2 for 7 on free throws, 28.6%. Dakota Wesleyan has a slight 22-21 rebounding advantage. Dort College has been hindered by 18 turnovers. Dakota Wesleyan with 8. Individually, Dort College, led by Tegan Manis with 5 points, 3 for Abby Chapman, 3 for Kim Cruz, 2 for Cassidy Vredevoet, and 1 for Micah Hulst for their total of 14 points. For Dakota Wesleyan, 13 points for Kristen Sabers, 9 for Ashley Bray, 7 for Erica Harold, 5 for Katie Johnson, 3 by Gabby Fribko, that is, 2 for Madison Keel. That's their total of 45 points. Dakota Wesleyan led in rebounding by Katie Johnson's 8, 3 each for Madison Keel and Kristen Sabers. Dort College is led in rebounds by Cassidy Vredevoet with 6, 3 for Micah Hulst, 2 for Kim Cruz, 2 each for Robin Blunt and Paige Angbers. Katie Johnson and Celeste Beck each have 3 assists for the Tigers, 2 for Michaela Erickson. 3 steals for Michaela Erickson as well. 2 steals each for Gabby Fripko and Katie Johnson. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Defenders trail 45-14 at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball game. Let's take another break and be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Scores at half or either close to half. Dakota Wesleyan over Dort, 45-14 in the game you're listening to right now. Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan, 52-29. Morningside over Mount Marty, 42-26 at the half. And Northwestern leads Briarcliff, 39-34. Today's broadcast of Dort College Basketball made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for these successful investors, 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By the Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Kruenewijk is a broker. Coming up Saturday, Dort College at Hastings as we wrap up the pre-Christmas portion of the Great Plains Athletic Conference schedule. Dort College at Hastings, 2 o'clock start time for the women and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. Other GPAC games on Saturday include Mount Marty at Concordia, Dakota Wesleyan at Doan, Northwestern at Midland. Morningside is at Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll have that Dort versus Hastings basketball game, 41 KDCR, Saturday afternoon. Dort College concludes the pre-Christmas portion of their basketball schedule with a non-conference date 1 week from tomorrow when they face Martin Luther and the Knights here in Sioux Center at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Martin Luther will be making the trip down from New Ulm, Minnesota. Dort College women also scheduled for a game against Buena Vista on Wednesday, December the 31st at 3 in the afternoon. Let's take a break and be back with more. We'll be back with the second half start right after this. Dakota Wesleyan starts the second half with possession, and Celeste Beck shuffles her feet as she comes to a stop on a three-point attempt. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball trailing 45-14. Well, let's see if the defenders can win the second half. Kim Cruz with the basketball out front, picks up her dribble, goes left side over to Newman. Emily Newman with the basketball. Newman back over to Chapman. Chapman three ball off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Ashley Bray. Bray with the basketball. Ball is tipped by Micah Hulst. Hulst with the basketball. Comes back over to Abby Chapman. Chapman with it out front. Abby Chapman with the basketball. Chapman feeds it off to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman back to Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. Angles off on the right side. Puts it on the deck to the baseline. Turns tail, looks for someone to throw to. Gets it to Chapman. Chapman tries to feed Hulst, and the ball is tipped away from behind. Gabby Fripko with the basketball. She'll put up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Michael Hulst. Hulst with the outlet pass over to Kim Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Cruz with a right-handed dribble goes into the corner. Bredevoet. Bredevoet with the ball. Bredevoet to Newman. Newman puts it on the floor, drives in hard, puts it up, and we've got a charging foul called on Emily Newman. Emily Newman whistled for the personal foul. Newman, the junior from Maplewood, Minnesota, has just picked up her second personal foul. Team foul number one on Dort College in this half. 18:51 remaining in this contest. Dakota Wesleyan in the driver's seat with the basketball is Gabby Fripko. Fripko with it on the right wing. Fripko still has her dribble alive. Passes high post, right elbow, Sabres. Sabres drains the 15-footer. She's been automatic from there. She's got 15. And the defenders trail 47-14. 47-14, our score. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz with it in between the circles. Still has her dribble. She's at the top of the key. She passes left side, and the ball is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan up and running with it. Fripko. Fripko feeds back. Back left side three. No good. Rebound taken away by Bredevoet. Bredevoet with the basketball back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. She's got her on the right side. Kim Cruz with the basketball back to Bredevoet. Bredevoet looking down low. Instead picks up her dribble. Now has to find someone to pass to. Passes it to Chapman. Chapman has it tipped away from behind by Dakota Wesleyan. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball in front of the Dort College bench. Both the basketball. That's Manis. Manis looking for someone to pass to. Manis passes it off to Chapman. Chapman to Manis. Manis out front, Newman. Newman with the basketball, and we've got a turnover against the Dort College defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders will play defense as Dakota Wesleyan comes back the other way. Wesleyan basketball, Michaela Erickson. Erickson driving in, and Erickson has it tipped. Taken by Dort College and Manis. Manis with a head full of steam, short arms, left-handed layup. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Gabby Fripko. Fripko layup straight on. Banks it in. 5 points for Fribco, and the Door College defenders trail 49-14. Back-to-back buckets by Dakota Wesleyan to start the second half. Manis up the floor with it, and Manis is fouled on the play. Foul whistled on Michaela Erickson. Erickson whistled for her third. And inbounding the basketball will be Chapman. Chapman gets it into Newman. Newman with it on the left side, gets around her player, lays it up with the left hand, good. Emily Newman with her first 2 points tonight, averaging 6 points per ballgame. She's in the scorebook. Dort College trails 49-16. With the basketball is Kristen Sabers. Sabers on the left side to Fribco. Fribco driving in, right hand, scoops it up, shot no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Manis. Manis whistled for the personal. Keegan Manis commits the personal. It's team foul number two on Dort College. Dakota Wesleyan will then pound the basketball, throwing it in. They get the ball down low. With it is Josie Huber. Huber with the basketball. Huber gives it up to Sabers. Sabers on the right side. Ball's tipped out. Last touch by Robin Blunt, I believe. No, they're going to say it's last touch by Dakota Wesleyan and Erica Harold. Dort College gets the basketball back. Dort College trails 49-16. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Robin Blunt over to Tegan Manis. Manis with the basketball at the top of the key. Crosses over, drives in left hand, dumps it off for Holst. Holst lay-in, good. 3 points for Holst, and the Dort College defenders trail 49-18. Kristen Sabers passes it to the top of the key. Fribco. Fribco back to Sabers. Sabers on the right side. She finds Josie Huber. Shot is blocked by Robin Blunt underneath. Pass comes over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Abby Chapman with the ball on the right side. Chapman all the way down to the block. Spin move. Puts it up with the right hand. Can't get it to go. Rebound though tipped in. Out of bounds is Micah Holst. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan has the basketball. And Dakota Wesleyan playing with a 49-18 lead. So far in the second half, it's 4-4. 15:49 left to play in this contest. Dakota Wesleyan in front comfortably from the outset. They started the game on an 11-2 run, built the lead to as many as 32-4 before Dort College could get any offense generated. They went into the locker room up 45-14. Shot is too strong. Katie Johnson takes away the weak side rebound. Three-pointer. Bombs away, no good. Rebound taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt ahead to Manis. Manis, left corner, Newman. Newman, fake, ball fake, drives into the lane, and she's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called on Newman. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College, I beg your pardon, Dakota Wesleyan basketball after the Dort College turnover. Wesleyan basketball, Celeste Beck. Beck goes right side, Madison Keel. Keel with it on the right wing. Keel picks up her dribble, passes. They dump it down low. This is Bray. Bray into the lane. Dishes it off. Short jumper for Keel. Keel with 4 points. Dort College trails 51-18. Robin Blunt in traffic. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Muscles it up and down. Robin Blunt with a 2-point bucket. And the Dort College defenders trail 51-20. Dakota Wesleyan is called. Will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more
the
after
Dort
this.
College atmosphere.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. They drive in. Ball is tipped by Manis. Wesleyan controls it. Now it's taken away by Blunt. Robin Blunt will be called for traveling as she falls to her seat. And the Dort College defenders will play defense again after getting a steal. Blunt, though, whistled for the travel. So a pair of turnovers, one by each team. And Dakota Wesleyan inbounds left side of the lane. Throwing the ball in is Ashley Bray. Bray gets it into the corner. They feed it out front. Bray. Bray gets the ball down low. Puts it up against Michael Hulse. Shot no good. But a foul called on the rebound, and that's going to go on Bray. Ashley Bray whistled for her second personal foul. No, they're going to call that one instead on Michaela Erickson. My mistake. They're going to get number 10 rather than number 50 for that foul call. 14:21 left to play in this ballgame. North College trails 51-20. Manis with the basketball in the backcourt gets it away to Engbers. Paige Engbers up the floor with it. Engbers hands it back over to Manis. Manis into the front court. Tegan Manis with the basketball. Manis will put up a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound to Hulst. Hulst with the right hand. Missed the putback. Rebound cleared out by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Fribko. Fribko with it on the left wing. Fribko gives it off to Huber. Huber. Right side to Beck. Beck on the right wing. They dump it down low. In the lane is Harold. Harold wheels and deals. Her right-handed shot is good from the right side of the hoop. North College trails 53-20. Lob pass intended for Michael Hulse. Taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan up the floor with the basketball. Huber. Huber on the right side. Huber tries to pass it down low, and North College kicks it away. Dieger will check into the ballgame. Michael Hulst will check out. And another timeout on the floor, charged to Dakota Wesleyan. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Well, I certainly thought that the officials said it was a full-length timeout, but it's just a 30. Shot no good on the block. Rebound taken away by North College in Paige Engbers. Engbers with the basketball, gets it away to Manis. Manis tries to cross over, has it tipped. She comes away with it, gets it to Shea Dieger. Dieger kick out pass, Engbers. Engbers shot no good. Rebound Celeste Beck on the weak side. Celeste Beck pushes the ball, pitches it ahead to Josie Huber. Ball down on the block. Kick out pass, three on the way, an open three. Draining it is Huber. Josie Huber with her third three, and Dakota Wesleyan leads at 56-20. 56-20 our score. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman to Manis. Manis with the ball. Manis gives it up Chapman. Chapman deep right corner. Chapman back over to Robin Blunt. Blunt shakes left, goes right, lays it up. Right hand good. Robin Blunt with 4 points. Dort College trails 56-22. 12:30 remaining in the contest. Out front, three-pointers off the heel, no good, but a long rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan and Katie Johnson. Johnson feeds it outside to Fribko. Fribko with the three-point basket. And Fribko now with 8 points. 59-22. Dakota Wesleyan with this one in hand. Manis passes it down low for Dieger. They double down on the dribble. Dieger back over to Manis. Manis with the basketball. Manis tries to feed it off to Dieger. Dieger shot in the lane, no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Shea Dieger will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 59-22 our score, North College. North College with Shea Dieger at the free throw line. Right-handed free throw is up and through, so Dieger with her first point today. She averages 2.8 points per contest. North College trails 59-23. Robin Blunt checks out of the ballgame. Chapman is back in. On the floor for the defenders, it's Engbers, Dieger, Newman, Chapman, and Manis. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Shea Dieger. Dieger with two free throws, and the defenders trail at 59-24. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. This is Kristen Sabers. Sabers left side over to Fribko. Fribko puts up the floater from 12, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away. It came back straight out to Dieger. Manis comes away with it, though. Manis right side, Newman. Newman down to the baseline, puts the shot up in traffic. Shot no good. Blocked by Sabers. Rebound Sabers. Pass ahead, though, taken back by Manis. Manis with a steal. Here comes Dort College. Manis driving in, and Tegan Manis is fouled on the play. It's team foul number 5 called on Dakota Wesleyan, I believe. Foul called on Fribko is her second. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 Newman used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And we've got a hold called on Dakota Wesleyan and Kristen Sabers. Sabers whistled for her second. And Orr College will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Angbers. Angbers gets it into Newman. Newman over the basketball. Newman gives it off to Manis. Manis, right side, Angbers. Angbers, three, got it. Paige Angbers with the three-point bucket. Orr College trails 59-27. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. They dump it down low. Dieger trying to hold her ground. She's unable to do so. Kristen Sabers bulls her way to the basket. She's got 17. And the defenders trail 61-27. Right side pass, Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman will put up the three, and she can't get the roll to go. Rebound is tapped out of bounds by Dieger. No, it's last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. And checking back into the ballgame is Micah Hulse. Dieger went up for it along with Kristen Sabers, and Sabers, they say, touched it last. Chapman to throw it in. Abby Chapman gets the return pass. Baseline jumper from 15. Left corner is good. Abby Chapman with a two-point basket. She's got five. And Dakota Wesleyan drives the other way. And a foul called on the defenders on the drive against Emily Newman. Newman whistled for her third personal. And free throws on the way for Dakota Wesleyan. Shooting the free throws will be Chesney Nagel. Nagel with a pair. First one is up and through. Another one on the way. 62-27, Dort College. I beg your pardon, 62-29, Dort College trailing. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. Pair of free throws by Nagel. Puts Dakota Wesleyan up 63-29. Pass over to Manis. Manis with it at the point. Teagan with the basketball. Teagan goes right side, Chapman. Chapman ball fake. Another ball fake. Now it's taken back by Manis. Here's Robin Blunt. Blunt into the lane, and Robin Blunt is fouled on the play. Foul called on Dakota Wesleyan and Chesney Nagel. Chesney Nagel whistled for the personal. Her first. Dort College throws it in. They get it in over the top to Newman. Newman over the basketball. Newman out front to Manis. Manis back over to Newman. Newman, right side, Chapman. Chapman feeds it to the weaving Blunt. Dump it down low, Hulst. Hulst back out front, 15 to shoot for the defenders. Chapman drives in, tries to thread the needle, and the ball is kicked by Dakota Wesleyan as she entered the lane, trying to pass it over to Hulst. And Dakota Wesleyan has it. Nagel passes it down low, shot up, blocked, Bray. Bray got it blocked by Hulst. Dort College on defense. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Pass comes right side. Chapman closes out hard on Chesney Nagel. And a foul called on the play against Dort College and Abby Chapman. Chapman has just picked up her second personal foul. Our score. Dort College on defense. Pass goes left side. They dump it down low. With the basketball is Katie Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Shot blocked. Rebound taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt driving in, and we have a foul called against Dakota Wesleyan and the Dort College defenders. We'll line up on the free throw lane. Dort College shooting free throws with Robin Blunt doing the honors. Robin Blunt, a couple of field goals. She's got 4 points so far tonight. Free throw by Blunt, one and one. Rebound tapped out by Micah Hulse, controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Ball's down on the floor, and Blunt tips it away. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan gets back on the turnover. 63-29, Wesleyan in front. 9:20 remaining. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Gabby Fribko with it. Fribko goes high post. With the ball on the left side is Katie Johnson. Johnson, Lawson. Wesleyan picks it up. They get it back over to Katie Johnson. Johnson back to back, back out front, 10 to shoot. Back with the basketball. Back finds Chesney Nagel. Kick out pass. Three on the way. And that three-pointer finds the bottom of the basket as Gabby Fripko lets fly with a long shot. And the North College defenders trail 66-29. 66-29 the score. North College trailing. 8:40 remaining in this ball game. Right side pass over to Robin Blunt. Blunt driving in, and Robin Blunt is pushed from behind. And Robin Blunt will go back to the free throw line to shoot another one and one. One plus one on the one way for Blunt if she can make the first one. Checking into the ballgame is Cassidy Vredebode. Robin Blunt will now shoot the one and one. Team foul number 8 on Dakota Wesleyan. And Robin Blunt's free throw rolls around and falls through. She's got another one coming. 66-30. 66-30, our score. Second free throw by Blunt is off the mark, no good. But there for the offensive rebound and the putback is Michael Holst. Holst makes it 63-32. So North College a three-point possession that time. They trail by 31, beg your pardon, 66-32. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, they pass it down into the block. Sabres with a little baby hook with the right hand. It's good. Kristen Sabres with 19 points, and the defenders trail 68-32. 8 minutes remaining in the contest. Into the front court with the basketball is Chapman. Chapman with her left hand going coast to coast. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Sabres. Sabres with the basketball. Long pass. Shot no good. Rebound tipped and taken away by Vredebode. Vredebode comes up with it. Vredebode passes it off to Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Robin Blunt got it to Manis. Tegan Manis in the corner. And Tegan Manis has it tipped away from her out of bounds. It will be Dakota Wesleyan on defense. Throwing the ball in will be Abby Chapman. Chapman to check in. Beg your pardon, Angbers to check in. Blunt will check out. Chapman to check the ball in directly in front of me. Chapman looking, gets it in to Paige Angbers. Angbers guarded there by Josie Huber. Picks up her dribble, goes left side over to Manis. Manis, left side, Chapman. Chapman trying to thread the needle into Vredebode. And Dakota Wesleyan gets the basketball back. Turnover, here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Pass comes back over to Sabres. Sabres drains another three. Kristen Sabres averaging 9 points per ball game. She's got 22, a game-high 22. And Dakota Wesleyan not cooling off. Chapman over the basketball after Josie Huber gambled for the steal. They get it down low to Holst, and Holst is fouled on the play. Micah Holst will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. So 71-32, our score. Free throw by Holst is off the mark, no good. She's got another one coming. 71-32, our score. Dakota Wesleyan. Second free throw by Holst. Rattles and won't go down. Stays at 71-32. Bringing the basketball up is Celeste back for Dakota Wesleyan. Pass comes out front. Left wing is Kristen Sabres. Shot on the way is up, and banking it in from straight on is Josie Huber, and it's been that kind of night. 74-32, Dakota Wesleyan in front. Wesleyan with the basketball, Manis. Manis gives it off, Vredebode. Vredebode, Chapman. Chapman catches, fires her three, not good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by North College. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Reserves checking in for Dakota Wesleyan. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. So two free throws on the way as Katie Johnson was fouled. Kristen Sabers with 9 points here in the second half. Josie Huber with six. Gabby Fripko has eight for Dakota Wesleyan. For Dort College in the second half, Robin Blunt, bit of a spark. She's got five. 75-32, our score. Checking out of the ballgame, Halston Chapman. Checking into the game, Shade Yeager and Cassidy Vredevoog, along with Newman, Angbers, and Manis on the floor. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So made free throw for Katie Johnson. She makes them both. She's 3-for-4 tonight, and the defenders trail 76-32. This is one that you want to wipe from the memory bank pretty cleanly for the Dort College defenders. Three-point basket by Paige Angmer. She's got six, and the defenders trail 76-35. Dakota Wesleyan basketball out front. Bray with a three, and Ashley Bray knocks down a three. She's got a dozen, and Dakota Wesleyan leads it 79-35. Steal by Dakota Wesleyan. Coming back the other way is Keel. Keel passes it to Katie Johnson. Johnson dumps it down low. Ball's deflected out, picked up by Vredevoog. Vredevoog with the basketball back over to Manis. Tegan Manis across the timeline. Tegan with the basketball. Tegan picks up her dribble, passes it back over. With it on the wing is Vredevoog. Back out front to Manis. Manis with the basketball. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. Dort College uses the timeout. They inbound the basketball. 12 to shoot, 5:05 on the game clock. Chapman with the basketball, 7 to shoot. Over to Newman. Newman on the left wing, 5 to shoot. Now 4. She drives in, puts up the off-balance shot. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound back. Passes it over to Chapman. Chapman 3, missed it short, no good. Rebound fought for, and Robin Blunt sticking her nose in there, trying to force a tie-up. And she does. She and Michaela Erickson both came away with half of it. And Dakota Wesleyan, wholesale changes. 4:50 left to play in the game. 79-35, our score. Throwing the ball in will be Abby Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman throws it in over the top, finds Emily Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman goes right side over to Blunt. Robin Blunt to Chapman. Chapman at the free throw line. Abby with the basketball on the left elbow. Comes back over to Blunt. Blunt on the right wing inside the three-point line. Chapman rocks into her drive. Nothing there. Down to the baseline. Spins. 12-footer. No good. Rebound is cleared and taken away by Chesney Nagel. Long pass into the front court. Josie Huber. Huber with it on the right wing. Huber with the basketball. She passes it off to Chesney Nagel, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Robin Blunt. Blunt whistled for the personal. That's her third. Robin Blunt whistled for her third personal foul. Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the basketball. Shade Yeager checks out of the ballgame. Michael Hulse checks in. 4:21 left to go in this ballgame. Dakota Wesleyan with it in hand, 79-35. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Sealing Robin Blunt off was Erica Harold. Harold got the return pass. She's got 11 points, and the defenders trail 81-35. Robin Blunt basketball over to Cassidy Vredevoog. Vredevoog to Newman. Newman back to Blunt. Blunt feeds it off to Hulse, and the ball is taken away by Josie Huber. Three-pointer up and good for Kristen Sabers. Sabers another three. 84-35, Dakota Wesleyan in front. For Kristen Sabers, she's got 25. Pass comes over to Newman. Newman looking for Hulse. There's Blunt driving in. Kicks it over to Chapman. Chapman spins in. Her shot no good, but a blocking foul called on the play against Nagel. That's her second. And the defenders trailing 84-35, shooting a pair of free throws with Abby Chapman. Things get no easier for the defenders on Saturday as they travel to Hastings, Nebraska to take on the Broncos. Free throw by Chapman is up and through. She's got another one coming. Raquel Mao checks into the ball game. Emily Newman checks in. Checks out, I should say. Mao, a 5'9 freshman from Meridian, Idaho. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 84-37 our score. So a couple of made free throws that time by Chapman. Chapman with 7 points. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Sabres hook shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Hulse. One of the few shots that Sabres has missed this evening. Dort College basketball. They go right side over to Robin Blunt. Blunt with the ball. Blunt puts it on the floor. Spins into the lane. Her shot off of the glass. Good. Robin Blunt with 7 points. And the defenders trail 84-39. Right side. Dakota Wesleyan, the give and go, and the lay-in is good for Erica Harrell down the right side of the lane. She's got 13 points, 86-39 our score. Ball's tipped, and now a reach-in foul from behind called against Abby Chapman. Chapman whistled for her third. And more free throws on the way for Dakota Wesleyan. Josie Huber to shoot free throws. That one's off the mark, no good. 86-39 our score. Dort College trailing. Kim Cruz back into the ballgame. Gives it off to Raquel Mao. Mao back over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz comes back over to Mao. Mao down to the baseline. Her runner from 10 is good. Raquel Mao with a 2-point bucket. Dort College trails 86-41. 2:20 and counting. Kim Cruz diving after the loose basketball picked up by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Wesleyan down into the corner. Nothing there. Shot up. No good. Rebound tipped out. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be North College basketball. Dakota Wesleyan turns it over. North College will have it back. 2:05 and counting. With the basketball is Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the left side. Kim Cruz still has her dribble. Kim Cruz looking, passes it over to Tegan Manis. Around the horn they go. Into the left wing is Vredevoad. Vredevoad back to Manis. Manis with the basketball. Now Mao. Mao back to Vredevoad. Vredevoad to Kim Cruz. Cruz puts it up. Blocked. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan up and running with the basketball. Long pass into the front court. Madison Keel. Keel kick out pass, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan and Savannah Minder. Minder passes it inside. Dakota Wesleyan working it around. 21 seconds on the shot clock, 1:20 on the game clock. Dakota Wesleyan will improve to 8-4 for the season. They dump it down low. Shot on the way from straight on, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Missed shot by Minder. Dort College got the rebound with Micah Hulse. Here's Raquel Mao. Mao back over to Vredevoad. Vredevoad with the ball. Vredevoad gives it back over to Mao. Mao misses the two-point shot. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball up the sideline. Pass goes down low. This is Ashley Bray. Bray looking. Ball loose. Picked up by Dakota Wesleyan out on the perimeter. Three on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Manis. Manis with the basketball. Manis goes up the floor. Tegan Manis back over to Raquel Mao. Mao to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz gets caught up in the air. Gets it away to Vredevoad. Vredevoad shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Hulse. Micah Hulse couldn't hang on to it. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. 12 seconds on the game clock. They kick it back outside. Dakota Wesleyan will hold the basketball, and that'll be our final. 86-41, Dakota Wesleyan improves to 3-2 in the conference, 8-4 overall. North College falls to 0-6 and 6-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Long night for the North College defenders. as they lose to Dakota Wesleyan by a final score of 86-41. Some other finals beginning to flow in. We'll have a look at all of those during our post-game wrap. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This one, honestly, never close. York College tied it at 2 with 17:31 left to go in the first half. Eventually, Wesleyan went on a 30-2 run, with Dort College finally getting on the board with their fifth and sixth points on a field goal at 5:35 left to go in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan took a 45-14 advantage into halftime. And the second half, Dort College never able to generate a run. And Dakota Wesleyan wins it by a final of 86-41. Dort College led unofficially by Abby Chapman and Robin Blunt with 7 points apiece. Dakota Wesleyan topped unofficially by Kristen Sabers with 25. Let's take a break and be back with a rundown of all the scoring and all the numbers right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Halftime numbers look like, post-game numbers look like this. Dort College outscored in the first half 45-14, outscored in the second half 41-27. Dakota Wesleyan, 30 of 66 from the floor, 45.5%, 11 of 23 on threes, 47.8%, 15 of 17 from the free throw line, 88.2%. Dort College, 15 of 54 from the floor, 27.8%, 4 for 17 on threes, 23.5%, 7 of 16 on free throws, 43.8%. Rebounds, Dort College out rebounds, Dakota Wesleyan 43-40, Dort College 30 turnovers, Dakota Wesleyan 13. Dort College was led by Abby Chapman and Robin Blunt with 7 points each. 5 rebounds for Micah Holst, 5 for Tegan Manis, 3 for Kim Cruz, 2 for Emily Newman, 2 for Cassidy Bredevoe, 2 for Raquel Mao, 6 for Paige Angbers, and 2 for Shady Yeager, for their total of 41 points. For Dakota Wesleyan, Kristen Sabers had 25 points. Ashley Bray had 12. Gabby Pripko had 11. Josie Huber had 12. Katie Johnson had 7. And Madison Keel had 4. 2 for Chesney Nagel for their total of 86 points. Michael Holst had 10 rebounds. 9 rebounds for Cassidy Bredevoad, 7 for Robin Blunt, 3 by Paige Angbers. For Dakota Wesleyan, Katie Johnson had 11 rebounds, 6 for Kristen Sabers, 4 for Ashley Bray. 2 assists for Tegan Manis for the defenders tonight. For Dakota Wesleyan, Katie Johnson had 5, Celeste Beck had 4. 4 steals each for Katie Johnson, Gabby Fribko, and Michaela Erickson. For Dort College, a total of 4 steals, 1 steal by 4 different players. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with Coach Craig Steensma right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Coach Craig Steensma has made his way out of the locker room, and Dort College on the short end tonight. No way to sugarcoat this one. Dakota Wesleyan came out right away, forced some turnovers, and took advantage of where your team is struggling right now, and got a big lead, and you were never able to bounce back in this one.
No, they really did take advantage of, you know, guards and turnovers in the first half, and, you know, they put a lot of pressure on and tried to double hard, and you got to give them credit for that. If, you know, that's where we're struggling, you know, that's an area that where they're going to try to expose and take advantage of us. And, you know, we have to be more prepared. Coaches have to do a better job preparing for that type of thing. As, you know, guard-wise, we don't have as, you know, as many guards. We're not as deep. So the people that we have to gain experience, and we have to get tougher as a team. But when you have 30 turnovers, you know, and you combine that with the other team going 11 for 23 from the three-point line, you know, it makes it awful hard for you. And anytime you have 30 turnovers, it's just going to be really hard. And so, you know, we just have to keep working to improve and get better valuing the basketball.
take away the turnovers. Did you get shots you wanted? It seemed at times that it was really tough to just simply get into the offense. Your offensive performance tonight?
I would say our offensive performance was abysmal. You know, in terms of movement and cutting, and, you know, we were forced to have to come back to the ball a lot and come back to the ball to help guards just to get the ball into the flow. And that's going to make it hard to get into any kind of an offensive flow. But definitely that is something that, you know, we looked out of sync, and I think Dakota Wesleyan can be given a lot of credit for that.
Moving forward, you play Hastings, and we talked about it earlier today, talking about the men's side of the conference race, the women's conference race as well. It doesn't get any, I mean, there are no easy ones this year, and especially for your team right now in the state that it's in, every game is going to be a real challenge.
Every game will be a real challenge without some of our primary ball handlers. And, you know, teams will decide that they're going to try to pick on us without some of our guards. We can expect that, and, you know, we just have to be more ready for that. But you hit it on the head. You know, it's going to be a real challenge, and we're going to have some real resolve and determination to keep getting better, to stay in games and to be in games.
Coach, thanks for coming out. I know a difficult night for you. These are never easy, but one thing that I always tell people, you've got practice tomorrow, you've got practice on Friday, and you got another game coming up on Saturday.
Right. You know, we have to learn from this what we can, but then we also have to, you know, turn the page and get ready for Hastings. So and there's some things that we'll identify and work on, but we need to work on small, specific things, I think, before we can worry about the bigger picture things.
That's Coach Craig Steensma, Dort College women's basketball coach. Thanks for stopping by, Coach. Back with more after this.